I'm opening my eyes, but I'm not seeing it. We'll talk about that today on Bible Time. Hello again, everyone. Thank you for joining me for Bible Time. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to let you know that next week, April 24th, I will be taking a day off. So there will be no Bible Time. I will be back on May 3rd. And contemplating possibly a slight change, not necessarily to the format, maybe to the length, but mostly a change in scenery. So look for that possibly on May 3rd. But again, no Bible Time on April 24th. So I asked God, where do I go? You know, I haven't had a question for a while from anyone. And I said, God, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want these people to know? And he said, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and you'll know. And I read the whole thing. And as I read verse 18, it really popped out at me. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Ooh. You know, let's talk about that for a moment. We say seeing is believing. I once watched a video and I saw it. I saw it happen. I don't think it was any camera trick involved or anything. I don't even remember where I saw it. If it was YouTube or where it was, Facebook. This woman's arm was like all bent up and, you know, like this, and she couldn't straighten it out. And it was just like, it was stuck there. And, you know, of course she could have been acting, but it seemed real. In my spirit, the Lord was saying, this is real. And there were people praying, and there was a man, he was shaking water, I assume holy water, on her arm. And then he reaches out and he touches her on the head, and he doesn't say where, he just touches her on the head. And all of a sudden she starts to straighten out that arm, and it's as straight as can be. And, you know, seeing is believing. But when we talk about physical healing, the things that we see, will surely make us believe. I mean, I'm fascinated by the fact that Peter and John at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3 walk up to a man, and he's like begging for money. And they say, look, we don't have any money, but what we have, we're going to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. He just spoke with such authority. Who gave them that authority? He wasn't wearing a badge of authority. He looked like a common person, but it was the unseen authority that was in him, that he knew was in him. And he spoke with authority. And the power of God moved in the life of that man, and he got up and walked. And that's eternal. That man's walking, if he was a believer in Jesus Christ, and I assume he probably became one after that, though the Bible doesn't tell us for sure. I mean, he certainly believed he was healed. And he gets up and walks away. That's eternal. That kind of power is eternal. That kind of power is eternal. But, you know, if I am a police officer and I go up to a man and I say, get up on your feet, and he may obey me because of the authority that I have as a police officer. But that's transient. That's temporary. That's short-lived. Okay? So that's what the Bible's trying to tell us here, is that things that are seen are transient. They're temporary. They're not eternal. But the things unseen are eternal. Can you see your spirit? No. No one sees their spirit. I can't look in the mirror and say, oh, there's my spirit. No, I can't do that. It's eternal. Can I look around and say, oh, there's Jesus? No. And if you see someone saying, oh, there's Jesus, he's warned us, don't believe that, because you'll see him coming with the clouds at the end. Do we see God? No. Again, all eternal. Do we see faith? Well, faith is eternal, and faith is what saves us. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. That's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. These things are eternal. So why do we worry about the temporary things? Why aren't we looking for the eternal things? I'm sorry to say this, I don't mean to offend anyone, but Sunday morning worship is temporary. It's transient. It's short-lived. It's important to worship God, 100% valuable to worship God, but it's temporary. It is the God who is worshiped that is eternal. So that's just an example. I'm trying to get you to start thinking about things that are eternal and things that are not seen so that we can better wrap our head around some really hard concepts in the Bible that we've never been taught before so that we can start to understand the difference between eternal and transient. So we can understand better matters of faith. Now, I'm not talking in some kind of magic potion, hocus pocus, say a magic word, nothing like that. That's all occultic. That's of the devil. We're not dealing with that. But I'm saying that we have been given power and authority that lives within us that is eternal. And we don't see it, and therefore we don't always believe it, and we don't always use it. But it's there. We could be missing out on a lot as a result. So let's focus more on the things unseen, because that's what saves us. Faith is unseen. That's what heals us. The power of God is unseen. That's what sustains our life. The Holy Spirit is unseen. That is what saved our lives. We haven't seen Jesus. We read about him. We believe him in him. I guess my point is that we really need to stop thinking with our carnal minds, with our earthly minds, and start believing the things we read in the Bible. But you got to read it to know it. And the understanding will come with the Holy Spirit. Again, things unseen. They're eternal. I know, I'm kind of talked in circles here, but just take this to God and say, God, I want to believe in the things I cannot see and know that they are real. That's what faith is. That's what keeps us from being enemies of God. If we are going to look for God only on earth, we're going to fail and we're not going to ever see him. But if we look for God in the things unseen, he will be found and it'll save our lives. That's your Bible time for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back in again in 2 weeks and I'll see you then. God bless.